Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Lucrit Lau. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnalez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fortnalez. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball towards center. Groth catches it and throws to second to double up Young. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyd. The throw from Murray and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis bunts towards the mound. Kritlau fields it, tags Forknealis, and over to first to get Wilson for the double play. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Murray and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritlow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kritlow moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealys juggles the ball. That's an error on Forknealys. Kritlow moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kritlow scores. Waitkus scores. Cohn goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bill Wilson now playing left field. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Nicholas pinch hits for Red Wilson. Don Nicholas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholas takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Mike Forknealys. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nicholas moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholas moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nicholas scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fain takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball four. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray bunts towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kritlau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Harshman now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Young reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Gil Cohn. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Dick Cocos pinch hits for Sam Mealy. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing center field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball four. Howie Fox now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Bill Wilson. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Minoso moves to third. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Murray reaches second base with a double. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Marsh moves to second. Clint Courtney now catching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Marsh moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunter. Marsh scores. Michaels moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to home to get Michaels. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.